All ye heroes of the land that desire for to know how the cause doth with us stand, now our gates are laid so low. The truth of it is, his lordship we miss, yet for him we will always pray. He's gone unto Whitehall the members to install, and to get for us all a jovial day. Had you but seen when as he came to enter at his palace gate, how many thousands raised his name and said he was Saint George the Great. Welcome, they cried, as if a new bride at first was come to keep her court. The speaker he did grace his lordship with the mace, and did truth he had good reason for't. Protectors, you do know we had, and learned counsels they did keep. Yet they ne'er made our hearts so glad, but oft times caused us for to weep. But this noble lord doth comfort afford to peasant and nobility. We'll celebrate his name, the world shall sound his fame, for he's the son of honesty. When we were ready for to fall, to utter ruin he came in, and by his goodness saved us all, and hath accomplished the thing which we so song agone by all means would have done, which was to have our members in, that in last 48 were put unto flight from the house where they had ought have been. 'Twould joy one's heart to see his face, he looks so like a Solomon, who hath regained us in small space, from Styx to virtuous Helicon. We now do enjoy, there's none doth annoy us, for we have our represents in the house of advice, which can in a trice strike our greatest incontinence. Our noble prince and all the rest, which have so long been absent there, by his excellence they are invest, though it be after many a year, hath been run past, yet now at the last they come to sit wherein they should, which makes me to think that as sure as we drink, that news performed the words of old, which was 1,000 from the north should come and reign in 50's place, that the exiled thistle should have growth, and that the happy rose should grace the thistle exiled, which so long by a wild, by violence was kept from the right. This our monk he hath done, and their title hath won, and brought them from the land of night. So to conclude, thrice welcome may this English champion welcome be, and live to see the glorious day of friendship and of amity. Let him long reign, and his worthy train enjoy the freedom of the land. Jove bless this our George from the treacherous forge of every base sectarian.